Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michelle Miller, who's Executive Vice President with the North American Association of Floor Covering Distributors. Michelle, how are you doing?
Okay, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry I missed your meeting 3 weeks ago. I was at Green Build, but I understand you had a really good meeting in Orlando. I thought I'd just talk to you about it so our listeners could catch up with the NAFCD. So tell us a little bit of the highlights, if you would, of your meeting.
Sure. I think our meeting went really well. Orlando was a great property. We had great weather and a great show. This year, as you know, NAFCD had gone through a transitionary year. We have gone from full exhibits to tabletops. I think it went really well this year. Our manufacturer partners were able to meet one-on-one with their distributors and kind of, you know, recap the year and talk about long-term strategy versus just more of the actual talking about products. It was more of a business meeting this year.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, because in times past, people have come with full product displays, and that's an expensive thing to do. And we did an interview actually earlier in the year. You guys had made a decision based on some research you'd done where the distributor members had said they didn't really think that was necessary. So now that you've done it, will you continue to do it this way?
We will, but we do, based upon some feedback that we received from both our distributors and manufacturer members, there are a lot of our distributors that are still looking for new suppliers, and some suppliers still looking for a distributor. So that product does come into play. So what we're doing this next year, first of all, this year was kind of an a la carte to be able to, for the suppliers to be able to kind of customize their experience. Number one, we're definitely going to go back to more of a package model, and we're going to be revisiting the space to accommodate those manufacturers that may want to bring some products versus just having a tabletop. So we're going to do kind of a hybrid, if there are lack of better words for it. It will still be primarily a business meeting, but we are, again, going to kind of re-examine what's going to be allowed in there, because we do want to save our suppliers some money, too, but we do want to be able to have that business meeting versus a, you know, product show.
Okay. Last year you were in Nashville, this year in Orlando. Attendance-wise, was it just about as strong as before?
I think the attendance was stronger this year. I really do. We had a lot of our longtime distributors that rejoined the organization, so we're pleased to see them back. We had some great education this year. We had some breakouts. We had a new event, which was kind of a meet and greet on their Tuesday night, the first night there, and it was really successful. It was really nice to see some of our past presidents there and networking again. So I really feel this was really a great event. You can see the little upbeat in the economy, I would say.
Okay, that's good. So the tone overall was optimistic.
Yes.
All right. And Alan Beaulieu, who's an economist, he's a great speaker, was your keynote speaker. Talk a little bit about what he said.
Sure. Alan Beaulieu was our speaker on Thursday, and he basically was kind of leaning towards the same approach. We are a little bit more optimistic. You know, he spoke a little bit about, you know, the financial cliff and what it all means. And he also talked about certain indicators that, of course, he looks at that, you know, that he advised our business owners how they should be conducting business now, and how they should look at their business in hindsight, what happened and what could happen again. So he's always a wealth of information for our members.
Okay, so on specifically on the fiscal cliff, he thought that there would be some resolution and that wouldn't put us back in recession?
No, he feels that, you know, it's going to be a slow going, but he does seem more optimistic than he did, I would say, the last couple of years.
All right, so what do you think the key challenges that your members face moving forward?
You know, I think there's a lot. I mean, especially with this new healthcare legislation, no one really knows how it's really going to impact their companies, especially the, you know, small businesses. You know, taxation, of course. You know, again, I think it's, you know, making sure that our distributors have the enough staff. But, you know, but again, there's so many different things going on in our economy. Can they afford to do that? Making sure that I think they have good relationships with their suppliers, and, you know, the change, I think, in the customer base too, and how we do business.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, you know, just recouping the last couple of years. I mean, unfortunately, this, you know, the strong survived, and, you know, their role in distribution. It was a key role, and I think it has a purpose.
Now, one of the ways the distributors keep from competing with other channels of distribution out there is to bring product in themselves. Is there still a lot of that going on?
Yes, I think so. I think there is. And, you know, again, it's kind of like reestablishing, you know, what their core business is.
Mm-hmm.
How it is the kind of the hub in the channel and the need for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, talk a little bit. Usually around this time, you have a changing of the guard. You had outgoing president was David Williams with Horizon Forest Products, and your new guy is George Roth now, right?
Yes, with Lockwood Flooring. And Craig Fulvin is our vice chair, and Craig is with Harrigan. distributors. We have a few new board members this year also. Nice to see. And, you know, we're looking forward to a really good year. Our focus this year is going to be on membership. We're revisiting our member benefit packages to make sure that we have something for our manufacturer partners and our distributors.
Now, you have a new relationship with the NWFA too, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We had established a really good relationship with them, and this year NWFA distributors can attend the NAFCD show at the member rate, and then we'll have reciprocal rights at their event that's coming up in April. And, you know, we continue to explore the opportunities to make sure that we're providing what we can for our members. You know, the partnership is basically making sure that we're providing value. You know, the wood flooring is focused on all wood, and that is our primary focus when NAFCD is flooring in general. So it's a very nice, I think the relationship really complements each other very well.
And your meeting next year will be where?
It will be in Chicago.
And is it always in November?
Yes, we're still partnering with the North American Building Material Distributors, and that relationship is working real well.
Well, Michelle, thanks for the update. We've been talking to Michelle Miller, who's Executive Vice President with the North American Association of Floor Covering Distributors, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.